Our scripture today is found in your pew Bible or your Bible at home. It's also on the screen, and it's in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. We're not going to do what's said here on the screen, which is 1 to 4, 7 to 9, 12 to 20. We're just going to read 1 to 21. So Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 21. Now let's pray before we read this together. Lord, we thank you for your wonderful love. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've given to us and for the word that you have given to us. You have not hid it from our hearts, but give it to us openly, wanting us, desiring us to know you all the more, to give to you our minds and our hearts, to surrender what it is that we hold tightly onto, that we may know you all the more, and in knowing you all the more, we may be able to rejoice. We pray, Lord, that through the reading of your word, that we are encouraged, we are chastised, that we are challenged in the ways that you desire us to, so that your love reigns within our hearts. We pray also for your mercy upon the sermon, that it might also be used for you, that your light may be able to shine through it, and that we may see you always. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 21. Hear now God's word. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth below or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children of their sins for the sins of their parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. For the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, or his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain and smoke, they trembled in fear. They stayed at a distance, and said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The basics are fun. In general, in life, trying to get back to the basics is challenging and also a fun thought exercise. The internet, such that it is, it's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It just is what it is, and you do have to be careful. But the age of the internet and texting has really brought us an interesting thing, which is shortcuts. tons and tons of shortcuts. There he is. LOL. What does LOL stand for? Laugh out loud. Got that one. TYMV. TYMV. Thank you very much. TYMV. No one's ever written TYMV? No, TYMV. Thank you very much. What's another one? IDK? IDK? I don't know. IDK. OMG. Oh my God, I love you. Oh, that one again. What about another one? Any others? There are also some bad ones out there, of course. Some we've known prior to texting. But my favorite, and I shared with you before, let's see if you remember, TDLR. Wait, TLDR, that's what it is. TLDR. Remember that one. In fact, it's become so popular over the years, it's been around for a long, long time, that newspaper articles are starting to do this, which I appreciate. TLDR, too long, didn't read. Too long, didn't read. So have you ever scanned an article when you're in on the internet and you just kind of want to see how long it is and you're like, I'm not touching this one. Because you don't have time or you just don't want to. Newspaper articles have been doing this. Fox, CNN, and a bunch of others. They give the bullet points to the article prior to the actual article. So you can read the bullet points now, what it's about, and then if it's interesting to you, then you read the rest of the article. Too long didn't read. Read, you know, in forums and things, people would have this paragraph of stuff, and then a little line that says, too long didn't read, and then the bullet points in summary of what it is. Basically, the in summary thing, which, I mean, we know the whole thing about the in summary stuff. What's that? The Idiot's Guide to Plumbing, or, you know, whatever. It's all about the basics, the summary stuff. The basics is, like I said, a very interesting thought exercise. We can say the basics to absolutely anything and try to distill it down to its very core. What are the basics of space travel? Do it. You have to have a rocket. Space travel is all about traveling in space. That's really the basics of it. And we know that a rocket's probably included, unless you're Superman. And none of us really are, so pretty much basics. What's the basics of cooking? Recipes. Basics. Stove, heating up food, mixing ingredients. These are the basics of cooking. The basics of church. What's the basics of church? You have to be there. And we're not talking just like on Sunday, but church, you remember, you're in church all the time. So just showing up for God, wherever it might be. Love. And of course, the basic for church, Jesus. Jesus is the basics for our Christian belief. It's this, Christ is the center of it. Now, of course, there are more complex parts to that, and the complexity in a lot of ways adds to the flavor. Sometimes we overlook the basics of things in favor of the complexity. But oftentimes when you overlook the basics, you miss the point. One of my favorite examples of this, Bishop Bickerton gave to us years and years and years ago, and I shared this with Samians recently already, that there was a company out there who was very well known for their drill bits. And the CEO of this company, you know, for like oil wells and that sort of thing. And the owner of the company came to the board, and they had kind of like a brainstorming meeting. And he posed a question to them, and he says, "What is our purpose? What do we do?" And he pointed to someone, and the guy said, "Well, we make drill bits." And the company said, "No, what do we do?" And then pointed to someone else, and the guy fumbled a little bit, and he said, "Well, we do make drill bits." He says, "No, that's not our core. What do we do?" And someone else, he said, "All I know is we make drill bits." And the CEO says, "No, we make holes." And then they started thinking about other ways to make holes, and they got into not just drill bits, but they got into using water for mining. They got into lasers and all these things. Sometimes the basics are even difficult to see. We make holes, not just drill bits. This is very much a part of the basics for us, isn't it? You know it. How many of you have learned, this one's a stupid pastor question, how many of you have learned the ten commandments at any point in your life? Probably most of you, if not all of you, the Ten Commandments. How many of you had to memorize the Ten Commandments at one point in your life? Probably most of you, if not all of you. And how many of you still remember the Ten Commandments if they weren't up here? Some of you, those are the, you know, those of you who says, "No, I don't remember," you're the honest ones. No, you're all honest. So, yeah, the Ten Commandments, they're there. And the neat thing about the Ten Commandments is that from a secular point of view, non-Christian, non-religious point of view, that they have pointed out that the Ten Commandments are essential for a successful society in the form that they have, especially the second half of the Ten Commandments. How many tablets in the Ten Commandments are there? Two, right? And the first tablet is concerned with what? And God, and the second tablet is concerned with what? Man, people, not just men. People too, in general. The first four are very much centered upon God. So you got to remember when Israelite was coming to, when God was making the Israelites a nation and brought them out of Egypt into the mountain that God was residing upon, God wanted them to understand that you are a people and these are your rules. And he gave them 10 to start off with. And the first 10 are a summary of the rest, basically, distilled down into 10. And they are, do not worship any other gods. Do not make any idols. Do not misuse God's name. Just so you know, do not make any idols. This not only meant don't worship any idols, but God did not want them to make any idols of him either. And so when you look at ancient Israelite imagery of God, you won't find any. They didn't draw God or make any statues of God or anything like that. You'll see, and if you look at pictures at the original temple, there was a gigantic throne. And in a typical temple, say of Zeus, there would be a big throne and Zeus would be sitting there. Or there would be a statue of one of the other gods, Athena. But in God's temple, there was a giant throne and there was nobody on it because they don't make any images, any idols at all, even of God. Do not misuse God's name. Keep the Sabbath holy. And then we got our fifth one, which is a transition one. Honor your father and mother. It still has to do with God because Who created you? Well, mom and dad. And it reminds us that God created us. And so it transitions from remembering about God, our creator, our redeemer, the one who loves us and cares for us and needs for us, and then transitions us to people, to our relationships. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not lie, and do not covet. In fact, I learned years ago with a Bible with trivia that my parents gave me when I was younger than Elijah, that there was once a Bible printed with the presses that was called like the Evil Bible, because the person who was putting the tiles down for the presses accidentally forgot the word not in the Ten Commandments, and it said, thou shalt commit adultery. And they ended up destroying that Bible and giving him a fine. But you see how important these are to the way society works. Now, Jesus came along, and Jesus did the too long didn't read kind of thing for us, which I greatly appreciated, and distilled all of this down to two scriptures. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. The basics. And I think along with the basics, we can put in John 3:16 there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Christianity, the way that we live, the things that we should know, is about Jesus dying for us, being rose again for us, and giving us hope and salvation through him. It's about loving God, the triune God, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, with our whole hearts, our whole lives, our whole strength. It's about loving our neighbor as ourself. These basics. Basic stuff in Christianity. But we are people that don't always like the basics. We get all kind of excited about the complexities. Well, just as a small example, my hobby is probably collecting hobbies. I have way too many. And my current one right now is archery. What's the basics of archery? A what? A bow and? Arrow and doing what? Shooting it at a target. That's the basics of archery. Oh, but not me. Boy, when I get an archery, I got to get the best bow. The one with all the sights and the stabilizers and the silencers and all this. I got to get the top of the line arrows. They got to be the exact flexibility, 500, 600, 400. And I don't even know what half this stuff means. They got to have just the right tip, and I got to have the just the right glue to put the tip on. You got to have the fletchings, and you got to make sure that the fletchings are not just straight, but they're turned a little bit, because they found that that works best. Oh, we can get lost in the complexities. And as a people in society, not even when it comes to hobbies, but the complexities of life, those things that are not as important as we think they are. They're not the basics, but they've become the basics. Oh, the important things, getting the big screen TV on discount, that's a necessity. Having a cell phone, necessity. Getting a computer, a necessity. Getting Wi-Fi, a necessity. Or at least that's what the world keeps telling us. Having a car, being able to get to places, all these necessities. But Christ tells us again and again and reminds us through Scripture and things like Ten Commandments that these are just the complexities of life, not the basics. Oh, sure, these things are needed in certain realms. These things are very useful. But think about it for a second. If you don't have a computer, do you know someone who dies? Can you go somewhere? Can you even live without a computer? You can. food, water. We think of those as necessities, and I think most of you can make a pretty good argument that they are needed in order to live. But Jesus does tell us that life can be found in Christ, and that life exists even after the life that we live here on earth. Those things are needed, but Jesus also reminds us that God provides for the bird. God provides for the grass in the field, and that God can provide for us too. Sometimes the church can get all confused or focused upon making the complexities the necessities. For example, the color of the carpet. People argue all day long about the color of the carpet, the type of pews. Well, I'll even take one step further. How about the building? Is the building a necessity? No. Building makes things easier, there's no doubt. The building offers more opportunity, that's absolutely true. But if the building should go away one day, will the church still exist? Absolutely. Because the necessities, the basics, loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, strength, loving your neighbor as yourself, and Jesus Christ himself. These are the basics. The complexities we get so wrapped up in, the things that we think we need. But this is all we need. These are our basics. The other stuff that we get, those other blessings, the things that are within the realm of the complexities, well, these are to be used for God's glory. These are to be used to show who Jesus is. We got a building? Fantastic. That's a great and wonderful blessing. It's not needed, but while we have it, let's use it to show the glory of God. We got carpeting? That's fantastic. We don't need it, but while we have it, let's use it to show God's glory. We got benches outside? That's great. We don't need them, but while we have them, let's use them for God's glory. We got a big screen television? Well, that one will get up soon. We don't need them, but we got them. So let's use them for God's glory. But the things that we need, the things that God gave us, the basics, loving the Lord our God with all that we are, loving our neighbor as ourselves, and Jesus Christ died for us and rose for us and lives for us. Well, that shows who we are. And we use that to build everything else upon. The basics sometimes can be overlooked, but once we focus upon them, boy, it certainly is a good thing. And I thank God for that. I share with you this final benediction from Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace, now and always. Amen and amen. Go in peace.